Hi there, it's Devin Wilkins here with the fifth edition of Walking the Talk, a presentation of the Alliance for Equality of Blind Canadians, AEBC. Now, it's true, yes, I'm the host of this podcast, but I shouldn't be the only one contributing to it. This is an organization-wide project, so if you can record an interview with someone that you think would be interesting for us to hear from, if you have recorded a performance of yours that you'd like to share with us, anything like that, if you feel that you have something to contribute, that's what we would like you to do. And what you can do is send me an email at vp2@blindcanadians.ca. That's vp2 for second vice president. So vp2@blindcanadians.ca. This is the 30th year of existence for Braille Literacy Canada, and on December 4th, they're going to be holding a Braille Trivia Night, which is a kind of a fun way of celebrating the occasion, and I will tell you that there are going to be other things happening. They are not planning to let COVID-19 get them down, and so they're hoping that we'll all contribute, and I think it'll be fun. So, I chatted with Braille Literacy Canada President Natalie Martiniello, and here's our chat. Hi there, Natalie, and welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me. Happy to be back.
First of all, maybe I could get you to tell us a little bit about the Canadian Braille Literacy Canada, I should say.
Of course, yes. So Braille Literacy Canada is the Canadian Braille Authority. So we, our mandate is to promote Braille for anyone who can benefit from it in Canada. And so we do a lot of public education, and we have a variety of initiatives to support the use of Braille, the teaching of Braille, which I'm sure we might talk about momentarily. But we run, different programs. We distribute Braillers to people who need them across Canada. We run workshops and teleconferences on Braille-related topics. We just recently started a virtual peer support program for adult Braille learners. But the other really important part about BLC is that we are the Canadian Braille Authority. And so BLC is a member of the International Council on English Braille, ICEB. And what that means is that all of our members have an opportunity to have a voice on the international stage and vote on Braille-related matters. For example, we, as an organization, through our members, we voted to adopt Unified English Braille a few years ago. So that's an important point I try to stress to members, is that through BLC, you have opportunities to promote Braille, but you also have a really, really important opportunity to have a voice as a Braille user or as someone who supports Braille in a different way.
How do you, how can I put this question? What age bracket do you find wanting to learn Braille these days?
Well, yeah, that's an interesting question. I mean, I think there's a misconception that older people, older adults, are not learning Braille, and that's definitely not the case. Adults who lose their vision later on in life have always learned Braille, have succeeded in learning Braille. And so, of course, many blind children learn Braille through the education system, but there's sometimes this misconception that if you're older, it will be too difficult to learn. And really what the key is that, you know, as an adult, you need to have access to services and support and opportunities to practice Braille often. And so we definitely advocate for that. And recognizing how important access to, you know, these opportunities are, we recently started the Braille Zoomers program, which is a virtual peer support program for adult Braille learners, and we meet once a month. And we provide advice, we share experiences, tips. It's a really good opportunity for adult Braille learners across Canada to network. Mm-hmm. And, you know, because they don't often have those opportunities.
Right.
The really important piece is that, you know, this program is really vital, but it does not replace, you know, traditional opportunities for learning Braille, because BLC believes very, very strongly that those services should be funded through the government. Mm-hmm. And through rehabilitation services. But what we do is provide, you know, we hope we're providing that vital link to that peer support and getting to know other people who use Braille, which is really important.
Definitely it is. Do you accept Braille readers that have used it all their lives to be on hand to provide a little bit of peer support during the Braille Zoomers get-together?
So of course, the program is really geared towards adult Braille learners. So mm-hmm. anyone who's learning Braille as an adult or who just, you know, learned it sometime in adulthood. But we do get a lot of requests from, you know, long-time experienced Braille users and how can they help. And so there are different ways. We have a listserv for the Braille Zoomers program where, you know, experienced Braille users are more than welcome and invited to join so that they can help answer questions and provide tips and support. And then you can also volunteer to be a co-moderator of a Braille Zoomers virtual session. So I would say if you are a lifelong Braille reader and you would like to volunteer, there are different ways to do that, and we'd be happy to tell you more about that.
Mm-hmm. Are you finally being able to educate people that Braille is indeed not a dying art?
It's the ongoing misconception,
yes.
Isn't it? I'm sure many, many other Braille readers have kind of confronted that stereotype or that question from others, you know, is Braille dying or is it still relevant? And we really try as an organization to flip the conversation around. You know, not that we don't want to acknowledge that that stereotype exists, but we try to counter it by talking about, providing examples of how Braille is always going to be relevant, right? And I think, you know, I've said this before, but, you know, my belief is that, you know, when we ask the question, is Braille important, is it still relevant, I think that says a lot more about what we as a society still think about blindness.
Mm-hmm.
Because we would not be asking that question of print, and we would not be asking that question of you know, should sighted children learn to read? Of course they should.
Yes. Yeah,
that's really where the education has to be targeted. Is why are we asking that question? Because if we believe that literacy is important, then as long as literacy is important, then it will be important for blind people to also have access to it.
Yes, definitely. I like that. I must remember that the next time somebody asks me. And there's nothing like being able to sit down with sighted counterparts and have a good game of Scrabble or cards. And there's nothing like being able to take a fast note for somebody that you can read later to someone instead of hoping that your handwriting is still good enough.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, the thing about all of this is that the more choices you have, the more flexibility you have, the more independent you can be, right? Because mm-hmm. Braille, you know, if a blind person uses Braille, it doesn't mean that they can't or they aren't using other modes of access, right? We all use audio, we use different types of technology. In fact, technology makes Braille even more available if you have access to a Braille display.
Mm-hmm.
But it's all about choice, and if you know Braille, then at least you can have the option of using it for those tasks where it really does make the most sense for you.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So I understand that Braille Literacy Canada is going to be celebrating its 30th anniversary with a Braille trivia night?
Yes. So BLC was actually established in 1990. So this is our 30th anniversary year. And we had hoped to plan to celebrate in person in the spring, but of course with the pandemic that wasn't possible. Mm-hmm. So we kind of got together as a board and as an organization, and we planned a variety of really, really exciting activities that are coming up virtually. The first of which is a Braille trivia night that will take place on December 4th. And so this event is free of charge to all our members. You can attend as a non-member if you pay the $20 registration fee, although that is also the same cost as a membership. So I would encourage you to maybe look into whether membership is something you're interested in. But yes, so we will have, it's just a fun, informal night to celebrate on December 4th at 8 p.m. And if you would like to know more or if you would like to register, you can write to us at info@blc-lbc.ca.
Okay, and LBC is the French translation, right?
Exactly, yes.
Yeah, okay. So it would be a case of kind of registering for the night, would it?
That's right. So when you write to us, what we will do is give you the Zoom info, the Zoom link, so that you know how to connect on that night.
Is there a deadline for registration?
Yes. So we've kept it quite open, so December 2nd, so 2 days before the event. And the other reason we're asking people to register for this particular event is because, well, it'll help us know how many people are coming, and we can kind of plan accordingly, since we might have to divide people into teams and things like that.
Okay.
But it will be a fun event for sure. So if you want to see how good your Braille trivia is, this will be the event for you.
All right. That sounds good. And do you have any other events planned?
Yes. So we are actually launching a historical timeline on our website, which is BrailleLiteracyCanada.ca.
Mm-hmm.
That should be up in the coming weeks, not much longer than that. And so it'll provide a nice overview of all the things that we've done over the past 30 years, a just nice snapshot of that.
Mm-hmm.
Which we will be adding to in future with some audio clips and some interactive portions. We're also publishing a commemorative newsletter, celebratory newsletter, in December. And so that will have some reflections on our history, our future, a few really instrumental people from our organization will be contributing pieces. So that'll be quite nice.
Mm-hmm.
And then in January, we'll be planning a very special event, a presidential panel, where we're actually working on gathering as many past presidents as possible together to talk about the history of BLC, celebrating milestones along the way, and also the future, reflecting on the future of Braille and BLC in Canada. That will be a very special moment to have you know, hopefully as many past presidents as possible together.
Mm-hmm.
And we're currently working on the specific date, but it will be sometime in January, so I encourage you to stay tuned. You'll know soon.
Yes, okay. Have you got any plans for Louis Braille's birthday?
Yes, so we are working on a few different activities for World Braille Day and a partnership with a few other organizations to celebrate Louis Braille's birthday.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have more details in the coming weeks. We're still kind of in the early stage of putting down some of those details, but there will be something planned for January 4th, yes.
Okay, that sounds good. So let me ask you once again, if somebody wants to register or get the web, the Zoom information for December 4th for your Braille Trivia night, what address again should they write to?
So you can write to info@blc, like Braille Literacy Canada, .lbc.ca. And if for some reason you can't remember that email address, you can always visit us at BrailleLiteracyCanada.ca, and you'll find our contact information there.
Terrific. Is there anything else that I should be asking you before we...
I'm thrilled to be here, thrilled to be invited to talk to you about Braille Literacy Canada. I really appreciate the opportunity. The other thing is that BLC is on Facebook, and we're also on Twitter. So you can just search for us on social media and keep up to date with all the various fun things that we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, feel free to reach out anytime if you have any questions.
Well, thanks very much for being with us, Natalie, and I hope that everything turns out well, and congratulations on 30 years.
Thank you very much, and thank you to ABC for all of their ongoing support.
Mm-hmm. We'll talk again soon, I'm sure.
Definitely, anytime.
So don't forget to send an email to the address that Natalie provided, and they'll send you an email with the registration information, or the Zoom information. That just about does this edition of Walking the Talk, but as I like to do, we'll go out of here with a piece of music. Back in the 60s, I attended what was then known as the Ontario School for the Blind. And there were four brothers. There was a set of four brothers there. They were the Bellemare brothers. And there was Bertrand, Armand, Germain, and Maurice. And shortly after I graduated, I heard that Bertrand and Armand got together with some other people, one of whom I believe was Tom Decker, the late Tom Decker, and they formed a group called Out of Sight. And just recently I got my hands on a copy of the 45 record that they released. And on the one side, on the A side, was a song called Hard Times. So I thought that I would play this to finish off this edition of Walking the Talk. This is Out of Sight with Hard Times. Thanks so much for listening, and we'll talk soon. Bye for now.
I see her and she smiles to see me feel this way. But still she knows there'll be a better day. It's not really all that bad. These are just hard times that we've had. See how the day goes by. I don't like the work I do. Caused all that we've been through. And then she cries to see we're still this way. But still she knows there'll be a better day. It's not really all that bad. These are just hard times that we've had. Feel this way, but still she knows there'll be a better day. It's not really all that bad. These are just hard times, I believe.